It's 25 to 7. Felix Falk is with Milford Asset Management. Now, the Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner for New Zealand for 2013. You can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management. They offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, go to Milford KiwiSaver. That is one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or Milford's direct line is 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345. Felix Falk from Milford Asset Management is with us once again. Good to talk to you, Felix. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Larry.
Felix, I know that you've just been on a two-week global trip to look at offshore money managers, or talk to them, companies, economists, and those sorts of things. Can you give us the mood of the offshore investment community at the moment?
Sure. I think, just to sum it up, I think 80 to 20 in favor of being bullish the markets. These managers have certainly had a good year to date in terms of share performance, and fund flows have continued to be good. In particular, for managers which, you know, cover both, invest in both equity and fixed income, we've seen managers commenting that there's some marginal flows coming from fixed income towards equities. And within equities, we've certainly seen rotation out of the more defensive sectors into more cyclical sectors. Again, it's a sign of where we are in the cycle, and it's certainly a sign of a bullishness in the markets.
So, as I said, you're talking to companies, economists and analysts. You had something like 30 meetings in seven cities. What is your current macro view then?
I think, you know, the current macro view is underpinned by the liquidity on offer by the global central banks. So what we've seen over the last 4 months was the U.S. Federal Reserve trying to reduce some of that liquidity by simply talking about it. But then the market reaction, you know, quickly sort of caused a U-turn in the way of thinking, and the Feds are now certainly looking to be behind the curve and continue to be very supportive, ultra supportive of global equity markets. And not only are we seeing that in the U.S. Federal Reserve, we're also seeing it in the Bank of Japan, in Asia, but also Bank of England in the U.K. So overall, the liquidity conditions for global financial markets continue to be very supportive. And that means it needs to find a home. And equities is a logical place to be, given the current subdued inflation environment. We've also seen some of the fixed income securities, for example, being, if you like, on the wrong side of that.
And, Felix, did you find some interesting investment ideas when you were away?
Certainly. I mean, one of the themes that I've personally followed for a long time is the healthcare sector. But after a conversation with a manager we use at the Global Milford Fund in Boston, it certainly cemented my views about the prospect of that sector, driven by, you know, a subsegment of healthcare, which is biotechnology. Biotechnology is currently benefiting from, you know, work done over the last decade on the human genome. It's seeing an explosion of innovation in terms of the products that's coming to market just now and being commercialized, one of which is a biopharmaceutical product called immuno-oncology, a way of treating cancer by engineering, you know, chemical and biochemical compounds specifically to act on cells and allowing the body's own immune system to attack the cancer cells. It potentially can change the way we treat cancer long term, removing the need for chemotherapy in 10 to 15 years.
Wow. And you found some interesting things with UK home builders.
That's right. That's another slightly more tactical and opportunistic trade, if you like, whereas the healthcare, much slightly more longer term, but certainly has the potential to become the next bubble in terms of biotechnology. We also saw and heard interesting things in the UK. That market is being helped by local policies at the moment, try to help young, you know, first-time buyers onto the ladder. In a way, in a slightly, you know, contrasting style to what we are seeing in the New Zealand market, where, you know, skinny deposits or high loan-to-value mortgages are almost frowned upon. In the UK, we've seen the Cameron government outlining two help-to-buy policies, one of which is an equity share scheme. The other is a mortgage insurance to help banks actually issue these high LVRs to help young buyers to get on the ladder. So from that perspective, we certainly saw very positive things in terms of house prices, house price inflation that could potentially come from the UK.
All right. Felix, thank you for that. I do appreciate it. That is Felix Falk at Milford Asset Management. MilfordKiwiSaver.co.nz or Milford Direct on 0800 662 345. Patrick Smalley from Business Desk next.